So if you're righteous and you're doing what He says and you're loving Him, you're in His Word and doing what He says, you should be able to take His Word and come to Him and ask for any good thing and get it from God. Isn't He an awesome God? He withholds no good things from His children. Now then, let's go to a few places in the New Testament. Let's look at some of these awesome things that are promises about God, and that what He will do and how to get these things done. Let's start out with Matthew 18:19. And let's go see what Matthew 18:19. I have used that verse for so many awesome things as Christians. Of course, to make these things work for you, the thing about it is, as I've said so many times, God's love is not conditional. He loves everybody the same. I don't care who you are. I mean, you can be the best person in the world or the most wicked person in the world, and God loves every one of us exactly the same. But His promises are not like that. His promises are conditional. You must obey Him to get Him to answer His promises. Now, to love, yeah, He loves you. No doubt people get this all confused. God is love. Yes, He is love. But if you become a disobedient child, do you think in the story we read in Kings there about King Ahab, do you think God loved King Ahab? Oh, yeah. He loved him with all his heart. Did He want him to do what was right? Yeah. Did he do what was right? No. So what did God have to do? He killed him. He killed him. Stuck an arrow in his heart, didn't he? And then let him suffer with an arrow stuck in his heart all day long. Blood running out his shoes. And then he died at evening. I don't want to do that, do you? You know, I know God loves me, but I don't want Him to judge me. You know, I don't want to be judged by God. I want to do what He says. I want to judge myself so that I can stop sinning and walk in obedience to His Word. So He'll meet that criteria that I withhold no good things from you. I love that when God does that. In fact, I've told this story a lot of times. It's a really good one. We went, of course, here just a few weeks ago, Dave and I flew out to Roswell to pray for a man. And then we went to South Carolina to speak at a church. And we flew out there and we flew back. And that beautiful airplane that we went in, that 421, that big, beautiful thing, you know, it's just awesome to have that thing. It's pressurized. We can go up to 15,000, 20,000, whatever we want to go to. And we can fly that thing. And, of course, you know, going out there, going to North Carolina, the winds are almost always going that way, so it wasn't uncommon to do 250 miles an hour, you know, going that way, you know. So in 4 hours and 15 minutes, we're all the way to the coast of South Carolina. We went actually right out over the ocean to come in and land that little airport. 4 hours and 15 minutes, we were all the way out there. Coming back with a little bit of a headwind, it took us almost 5 hours to come back. But, you know, when you stop and think about driving from here to South Carolina, 4 or 5 hours, what? Yeah, all the way to the coast, go all the way to the coast, and to think we go over there in 4 or 5 hours. And when I thought I needed that airplane, I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I believe with all these little places You're sending me, I need our own airplane to fly to those places, and I need this beautiful 421. And I said, you know, they're a pretty expensive piece of equipment, but I know for you, it's a piece of cake. You know, I mean, you ain't nothing big for God, is there? I mean, He could give me a jet if He wanted to, but He hasn't done that yet, and I really don't want a jet. I wouldn't mind having a turboprop, you know, but I don't want a jet. They're too expensive. They've cost too much to fly them, and some of the airports you get in and out is too long. Whereas this 421, it'll get in and out of almost anything that's 3,000 feet or longer. And most airports are 3,000 feet, most of them. And so, anyway, I prayed. I said, Lord, I would like to have this 421. Now, I need some money to pay for this thing. So, they cost money, don't they, brother? See, here's another pilot here. He's got a Baron. And is that right? You got a Baron, right? Yeah, twin-engine Baron. And so he knows airplanes are not cheap and they're they cost money to fly them. So I said, Lord, I'd like to have this 421, and I believe this is exactly what I need. And so, Lord, I need You to send some money to pay for this thing. And I said, Lord, this is Your business, so it's Your airplane, it's Your church, everything. I realize I'm a little church, and it would take me a long time to get enough money together to even think about paying for this airplane, because it's very expensive. But I said, Lord, I'd like to have this thing. I believe it's what I want. And I found one out there in Colorado. I think it would be perfect. But Lord, I need some money to pay for it. And so a few days goes by and somebody calls us in the middle of the night and calls Cheryl and wants to talk to her about something. So she answers their questions. And in the process of talking with this person, they said, by the way, is there anything your ministry needs? Cheryl said, well, Thurman's looking at an airplane. And they said, well, how much does it cost? And so Cheryl told them and said, if you would like to help us on it, that we would appreciate anything you could help us with. Well, the next day, Express Mail drove in out here with a certified check to pay for the airplane. Now then, and we've been flying that paid-for airplane all over the country ever since, you know. Now, do we serve an awesome God? I mean, what can God do? Hey, do anything you can believe Him for. You know, that's the whole thing. If you can believe Him for a new heart, you can get a new heart. If you believe Him for an airplane, He'll give you an airplane. If you need a new heart, and she did, He gave it to her. And if you need an airplane, and we did, and so He has given us His airplane, and we fly this thing all over the place. I mean, I think about, how many people do you know that can take off in the morning at 11, somebody calls you at 11, and I feel this was critical, and I had to go. I don't do this very often, but I do it once in a while under special prompting by the Holy Ghost, that somebody calls you at 11 o'clock in Roswell, New Mexico, and said, we got a man in critical shape out here. We wonder if you would fly out here and pray for this man. And 2 hours later, Dave and I is at the airport, and the guy picks us up and takes us to the man's house. We pray for him, go back, get on the airplane, get home before dark. Now, you can't hardly do that in a car, can you? But you can do it if God's given you an airplane. And it's amazing, you know, what you can do if you're serving the living God and you have faith. There's no... How many good things does He withhold from His obedient children?
None.
Doesn't hold nothing. That's right. Does not withhold anything from His obedient children. Then in verse 18, 19, Jesus said, I also tell you this, if two of you agree down here on earth concerning anything you ask, My Father in heaven will do it for you. For where two or three gather together because they are Mine, I am there among them. Now, I just got a simple question to ask. How many of you in this room are definitely know that you're a born-again Christian, been in church for several years? Okay, let me ask you this question. How many of you have ever used that promise and seen God answer your prayer? Okay, there's several of you, nearly all of them, a whole bunch of you. Why is it so much of the church never uses these promises? You mean they're kind of like you and I was, is that right, Z? Is that right? Did that happen to you and me both, AA?
We don't apply.
Yeah, so in other words, we know what happened, don't we?
I don't read nothing.
Amen. You know, I got to tell this little story on AA. When he first came into contact with our ministry, it was either just before or right after he came in contact with our ministry, he got to feeling a little woozy with his heart or something. Wasn't that right? He had a little heart problem. And so naturally being how old are you, AA? 75 now. This must have been a couple of years ago, so you were 72 or 3 or something about like that. You know, and you know when you get to be in your 70s, you know, most men are all automatically programmed that, you know, I could die any day. You know, that's what most men think when they get over 70. You know, I mean, who knows? You hear them talk about this all the time. Well, as soon as he started having a little fluttering in his heart, something happened. Man, guess where the first thing he does? Runs to the doctor. Is that right, AA? He called 911. They took him to the doctor. And the doctor couldn't find anything wrong with you, right?
They checked my heart, and the attendant in the ambulance said, hey, Mr. Hody, it's not your heart.
Oh.
He said, the heart's fine. I said, where's the chest pain coming from? He said, well, I do want to take you in and get you checked out. That was the first mistake.
So anyway, they took him in, they checked him out, and done all this stuff, and they really couldn't find anything wrong with him, but they give him a bottle of pills to take just in case, and he took one, and then after he took two, he had problems.
Yeah.
He didn't have problems until he took the second one. He thought he had problems after the first pill, but the second one, he knew he had problems. And when he came up here to talk to me, you came up here that day, and let me get a microphone so if anybody wants to hear this on a tape, they'll be able to hear this. When you came back up here, what did you tell me those pills cost, that little bottle, AA?
I don't remember how much they were, but they were very expensive.
Yeah.
Is this thing on?
Yeah, it's on. Yeah, it's on.
Anyway, the point is that after I took the second one, I began to feel strange. And then I took the third one, and I knew something was seriously going on. And then I took my blood pressure, and my heart was racing about 150 beats a minute. Well, if anybody doesn't believe that the Lord's going to heal him of everything, don't take no Leverquin. That's all I can tell you.
I'll tell you, I remember what he told me the day that he come up there with that bottle of pills. He said, these are generic. They're not the real thing. They're generic. So he said, this little bottle here only cost $1,800.
But that was the real thing.
Oh, that was the real thing?
The generic was way up there. But
yeah. Yeah, okay. But anyway, I know he said that little bottle of pills were worth $1,800. And it'll kill you. If you didn't have a heart problem, you're going to have.
The side effects that come with it will tell you that in some people, it will cause an erratic heart rate.
And it did.
Did it ever attack me?
Up to about 188.
Yeah. Okay, so he went from having a normal heart but had a little pain in his chest, and I can just see the enemy now kicking him in the chest and saying, hey, what do you think's wrong with you? And he said, oh my gosh, I must be having a heart attack. And he called 911.
But I was paranoid. I thought of my brother. I had chest pain. What did I have? 8 years older than me.
Yeah. Now, you see why it's so important that you learn the Word. Right. Now, see, both of them, since all this has come to happen, both his brother here and AA, both of the Hodes here, they now are learning how to walk in faith, so you don't panic when something happens no more. You pray, right?
I hope I'm still learning, but I'd like to think I learned a lot.
Yes. But,
I thought I knew a lot to start with.
Yeah.
Growing up as a loser.
Just a minute. C.E., let me get the mic so you can say something. I got them both stirred up over here now. I got to give them a mic.
I have to say, I did get to bring him up here because of what happened to me, though.
Praise the Lord.
And that started in December of 07, when this church just got built.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Jesus' Healthcare Plan, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.